Oh.
They used to make it by the potful outside.
Start with an H?
Yeah.
Hominy?
Yeah. Say it again.
Hominy.
Okay. Do you just call it hominy or do you say hominy grits?
Hominy grits.
Okay. What about a starchy food that's grown in flooded fields and
rice?
Yeah. This stuff that's non-paid, non-tax-paid alcoholic beverage, people making stills.
Moonshine?
Mm-hmm. They do any of that in Baldwin County?
Not that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there probably is, but not that I know of. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
White Lightning.
Okay. You ever heard it called Joe Louis? Because it packs a punch?
No.
What about splow? You ever heard that word? Hadn't heard that. Okay. Say if you walk in the kitchen and something makes a good impression on your nose, you might say, just that.
Just smell?
Mm-hmm. Okay. This stuff, sweet stuff that you pour on pancakes, what do you call that?
Syrup.
Yeah. Is anything like syrup, but maybe a little different?
Honey.
Okay. Anything close, more closely kin to syrup, though, other than honey? What about molasses?
Molasses.
Is there a difference between syrup and molasses?
I guess. I never eat molasses.
Oh, you have?
Okay. I can't stand to look at it.
Why?
Oh, black.
Too rich?
Well, I guess. I don't know.
It doesn't appeal. All right, what about this word? Say if I've got on a belt that's made out of leather and nothing else. I might say, well, this isn't artificial leather. This is
genuine leather.
Okay. What about if you're selling sugar by the barrel, not packaged like it is nowadays? You're selling a lot of it. You're selling the sugar how?
In quantity.
Okay. Any other word you could use there? All right. How would you, ever use the word bulk?
Fault?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What about this stuff that some people put on hot toast when they're eating breakfast? Spread it on.
Butter?
Or
jelly,
mm-hmm.
Jam,
and these things that you, the stuff that you have shakers for at your kitchen table.
Salt and pepper.
All right. What about if somebody offered you a bowl of apples and oranges? You might say, "Well, I don't think I want an orange, but
take an apple."
Or me an apple.
Give me an apple.
All right. Say if you were pointing out a group of boys who had just busted out somebody's plate glass window. You might say, well, it's not these boys right here, it's
those boys over there.
Alright. Well, what about if you're pointing to something off in the distance? You might say, well, no, what you're looking for is not around here, it's
over there.
Alright. Or if you're showing somebody how to do something, you might say, well, now don't do it that way, do it
like this.
Or way.
This way.
Okay. What would you say the opposite of rich is?
Poor.
Alright. And what about completing this phrase? You might say, well, if a man's got plenty of money, he's got it pretty easy. But life is hard on a man.
It's poor.
Alright. What would you call a lot of fruit trees growing together?
Maybe orchard.
Beg your pardon?
Orchard.
Okay. What about completing this sentence? If somebody asked me if that was my orchard, I might say, no, I don't own it. I'm just a neighbor. Now the man next door, he's the man.
But I'm the...
Okay. Well, what about completing this phrase? I might say, well, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
Who was rich.
All right. What about this